The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. We'll get you from point A to point B. But if you're looking for point C, well, buddy, you're on your own. But if you wait right here, in just about 2 minutes, the bus to point C will be coming right by. And now, here's your Ralph Cramden of the airwaves, Eric Metaxas.
Folks, welcome to Easter Tuesday. Is that what it's called? Today is the 2nd of April, Tuesday. I am in Montana right now. I'm in Great Falls, Montana. Chris Himes, you're not in Montana.
No, I'm in New York, and I sent the kids out to find some rogue Easter eggs they still haven't found. So there's some mold and there's some slugs involved. I'm not going to lie.
Today is the day of Easter eggs visibility.
Yeah,
we're going to see the eggs that have been hiding in the shadows. They need to come out. They need to feel the freedom to celebrate their eggness, and they need to come out of the shadows. This that brings us to something which I will discuss in hour two with Albin Sadar, my guest, and in hour one with Naomi Wolf, my guest. The abomination from this White House that is increasingly clearly anti-Christian and anti-God. There's something demonic at work here. Pretty strong word to use. Unfortunately, it's true that they are at war with the God of the Bible and are showing increasing contempt for those who worship the God of the Bible. So if you're a religiously serious Jew, if you're a serious Christian, they don't like you, and they're making it clear and clear. They don't want your vote. They hate you. The question, of course, Chris, is whether the doddering buffoon, the president, whether he knew what he signed when he signed the proclamation, or they're just putting stuff in front of him like, hey, Uncle Charlie, sign these checks. Would you do that? I think Speaker Johnson intimated that it was quite possible that Biden didn't even know that he was signing this thing, that there are people around him, his handlers, the people who are unconstitutionally running the United States of America, that they would just put this in front of him. But the optics of doing this on Easter Sunday, declaring that this trans day, it's so offensive to the millions and millions and millions and millions of Christians in America that alone is newsworthy, that it's staggering. It's absolutely staggering. And I wrote about it on Twitter, but it's an amazing thing. So I'll be talking about that a little bit with Naomi Wolf and then with Albin. I'll also talk to Naomi Wolf about this whole chemtrails thing. We'll get into that. I'm in Montana. I'm speaking today. This morning, this is the toughest thing. I'm speaking tonight at a big banquet for Foothills Christian School here in Great Falls, Montana. But this morning, they wanted me to speak at their chapel. And I said, well, I'm here. I'll speak at the chapel. And the chapel is K through 12. And I thought, there's nothing harder than speaking to kids. I mean, slumping high schoolers or slumping middle schoolers is bad enough. They're kind of like, it's chapel. We got to be here. But when it's like kindergartners, how do you communicate with kindergartners and high schoolers and whatever? Now, to be fair, this was a great group that I spoke to. They were just wonderful. There was very little slumping going on. But it really is a challenge to speak to I can speak to adults because I am an adult, and typically I'm communicating with adults. But it's a challenge. It's intimidating, but I really believe God met me. It was just a joyful time, and I look forward to this evening.
I was going
to
say I went to a very similar school, third grade through 12th grade, and student chapel hijinks was my major and my minor. So
exactly,
I was a real wise guy, and my only goal was not to listen, but to try to get my friends around me to crack up and get in trouble.
So you were one of those evil people.
I was.
I want to mention, this is kind of a couple of quick headlines. First of all, today only, April 2nd, Tuesday, we're offering 50% off Socrates Plus. This is kind of because, you know, we wanted to do an Easter thing and we couldn't do it yesterday because I've been traveling. If you want to get Socrates Plus and you haven't yet, today only, 50% off, literally today only. Today's the only day. We're not going to do this again because it's already so cheap. But it's the code to use for today only, April 2nd, Tuesday, today only. The code is He is Risen. He is Risen. If you use that today only, you get 50% off Socrates Plus. Because after today, tomorrow, I fly to Charleston, South Carolina, where I'm speaking at a pregnancy center event Thursday night. And then on Friday, we're having a Socrates in the City event with my favorite author in the world, Mark Helprin. And if you want to watch that live on Friday night, if you want to watch the Socrates in the studio sessions that I'll be doing with him on the 6th, you can watch all that live stream, unedited live, but you have to be a member of Socrates Plus. So if you go to Socrates in the City, you can see it. But today only, literally, if you do it tomorrow, it's still very cheap. But today, just as a bonus for Easter, if you use the code He is Risen, 50% off. Again, today only, Socrates Plus. Go to SocratesInCity.com. And man, Chris, we've got a lot of I counted the other day. I went to lettertotheamericanchurch.com. I think there are 160 churches. Maybe it's fewer now because we just had a few of the screenings. But so many churches around the country are doing free screenings of this. We've offered it free to churches. Now, I got to say, I got some news that some of these churches said, yeah, we'll take a free screening, and then they charged money for it. You know what that's called? That's called unethical. Tisk, tisk, whoever did that.
Yeah,
you
got to like that, American ingenuity, right? On some level, kind of like step right up.
It's like, it's free. So we're going to
check. We got to put a new parking.
Anyway, I don't know. That kind of violates the terms, right? But anyway, the point is that
I like to imagine they had Metaxas Big Gulp, those big movie soda things.
Yes.
They were selling for $20 in the lobby.
Yeah.
Popcorn.
Well, lettertotheamericanchurch.com is the website. I want to encourage people to go there. Do we have the merch yet? I was laughing. There's merch. There's hats.
Yeah, there's hats. And actually, literally today, the T-shirts and hoodies are going up. So
you're not joking.
No, they're
really.
The T-shirts are up now and the hoodies will be up. I'm literally putting them up as we speak. The hoodies are pretty cool.
The hoodies? The Letter to the American Church hoodies? We're not making this up. It's there.
If you want to be a letter hoodlum, that's the look you're going to need.
Yeah. lettertotheamericanchurch.com. Obviously, you can get the DVD. But the main thing is I hope people will spread the website and the idea. I'm still traveling around the country speaking about the book, Letter to the American Church. I'm going to be at, in Ohio, what's it called? I think it's Oasis Church. I forget what part of Ohio, but it's Dutch Sheets's brother, Tim. Tim Sheets is the pastor of a church in Ohio. I'll be there in a few weeks speaking at that church. They're going to show the film there. So traveling around a lot, speaking a lot. And also, my new book is called Religionless Christianity. It's the sequel to Letter to the American Church. That book will be out. I'm going to get a copy any day, but it will be officially available April 23rd. It is the sequel. We have a study guide coming out with that also. We've got a study guide for Letter to the American Church. Most of that is available at SocratesInCity.com. But it's exciting to have a new book coming out. And again, it continues the conversation of Letter to the American church. So I want to be very clear about that. I just realized I'm in Montana. It's unbelievable. I've been traveling a lot. But Chris, before we go to the break, we got Naomi Wolf coming up. I just want to say I filled up another dumpster. If I seem tired and confused, filling up a dumpster is exhausting. In Danbury, Connecticut, we're just like, you know, we're kind of organizing and cleaning stuff. But filling up a dumpster, it can be mightily exhausting. And my friend Keith Junta, he's been on this program. He came to Danbury to help me haul trash and fill up the dumpster. That's a friend, folks. If you got a friend like that, don't lose them. Incredible. Incredible. All right. Well, we're going to go to a break. We're coming back with Naomi Wolf. Then we got Albin Sader. All kinds of good stuff. Stick around.
For 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And when I say only, trust me, they're the only one. Glenn and the team have been great supporters of this show, which is why I am proud to partner with them. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, and our military, veterans, and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. Their team will help you find the best plan for your needs. Just go to PatriotMobile.com/Metaxas, PatriotMobile.com/Metaxas, or call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation when you use the offer code Metaxas. Join me, make the switch today. That's PatriotMobile.com/Metaxas. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. In a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime. You'll see transparent pricing on each coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit legacypminvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. This new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit legacypminvestments.com to get started. You're going to love this free new tool they've added, legacypminvestments.com, legacypminvestments.com. Check it out.
Hey there, folks. Welcome to the program. I have Naomi Wolf as my guest. Naomi, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me back, Eric.
Well, you've been traveling a lot. Are you back stateside?
Yes, I am in the middle of the woods in upstate New York after having been in the Netherlands for a week. My first visit to Europe since the before times.
Well, I want to talk to you about a number of things, but maybe should we start with the I was so astonished when the White House declared Easter Sunday the day of trans visibility. Do you have thoughts on that? Because I that's just at the top of my mind.
Wow. Well, I guess I would want to, from the back and forth on social media, it was a little bit unclear to me if that was a new thing or an existing day of trans visibility that had been announced before, but happened to coincide with Easter. Either way, it's an incredibly bad. I mean, if you know, his advisors either way should have alerted him to how badly that would play. And I guess the other thing that comes to mind is, you know, while I believe in supporting LGBTQ rights, I am aware, and I wrote a book, Outrages, which was canceled, interestingly, on the origin, you know, one of the pioneers of the gay rights movement. It's very clear to anyone who knows the history of the gay rights movement and you know, trans people as a subcategory, that that movement has gone from being a libertarian one about privacy and freedom to one that is, at least the trans piece of it, being co-opted, I think, by external forces to create division and confusion and fragmentation in the United States and in countries where that issue is being rolled out. I mention this because what is trans visibility, right? I've got an essay that I haven't published yet because I'm scared to, pointing out that the word trans has migrated meanings in the last few years. It used to be, in my childhood, transsexual and transvestite. Then transgender became a recent coinage, and now just trans and like trans youth. Well, what is trans? When you look at Planned Parenthood's definition, which is one of the top that come up, it literally means people who don't identify with traditional gender roles, which is anyone thoughtful, are now trans. So no wonder our kids are like, I'm trans. I don't identify with traditional gender roles. I think boys can cry, right? So I guess, what is trans visibility? Trans people have rights, equal rights now. Gay and lesbian people have equal rights now. Those rights are not in question. So what can you coalesce a movement around now that people of all sexual orientations have equal rights under law? What is visibility? It's one of those meaningless Marxist terms. What's visibility? It's all symbology. And once you have the president endorsing a symbology, the president of the United States, where all of his citizens and constituents have many views on this, what should be the approach to private matters like sexual orientation or even gender identification, that's a problem because then you have a Marxist culture in which you're supposed to think and feel a certain way. So that's my long preamble to.
Well, the reason it just generally makes me angry is it seems designed to confuse. And that's why it strikes me as, not merely Marxist, but satanic, because these words mean nothing. Even when you say I support LGBTQ, blah, 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 I almost really don't, because it's utterly meaningless. Like, you're supporting what? It's kind of like when they put a piece of paper in front of the doddering senile president, say, would you sign this? We don't even know what we're signing when we say, I support. What do we support? I support that people be treated with kindness, that people be treated, that, people have rights. But suddenly it's as though by shifting the meanings, they're playing some kind of game. When we talk about visibility, that's a meaningless term. Everyone knows it's a meaningless term. It's a term designed to shut people up effectively, to say like, well, don't you agree with it? Agree with what? Yeah. We don't even know what we're agreeing with. What is visibility? It's just one of those things that strikes me as just designed somehow to silence any opposition, designed to confuse and intimidate. Right. It's a proclamation from the White House. I mean, even if it weren't on Easter Sunday, the holiest day of the year for, billions of Christians around the globe, it strikes me as simply meaningless that we're now playing the game of saying that nothing means anything anymore. Right. So we're gonna work with that. That can help us.
Yeah, I would chime in there about the meaninglessness of visibility with the corollary, which is, and I remember an exchange between I think Matt Gaetz and a very woke. I think she was a college professor, and he was asking her, what is a woman or how do you define a woman? And she said, well, by bringing up gendered terms like that, you're erasing trans people. So the other side of visibility is erasure. What I think doesn't erase anyone. It's like we don't live in an Alice in Wonderland world in which my thoughts can erase another population. But
that's the implication. In other words, this is whenever people raise the specter, look, we saw it with COVID. We've seen it with, what they're calling gay youth. Now it's more trans youth. They basically say, if you don't agree, you are causing people to kill themselves. You're causing violence. It's a threat. It's a cudgel to say you cannot dissent. You cannot question. If you do, you're behind violence, which is, of course, ridiculous. But it's... it's worse than merely ridiculous. It strikes me as very, very dark that this would happen in America.
I mean, it is dark. So let's tease it to its logical conclusion with a detour of my saying, I do disagree with you about one thing you did say. When you say, like, what are the rights? You know, having written the history of gay and lesbian people's rights and their legal rights in Britain and America, in Britain until the 60s, gay men did not have the right to have decriminalized private adult sexual relations. And in different states in the United States, that has also been the case. It varied state by state. But it was, you know, Stonewall was a famous situation in which gay men were being arrested just for socializing with each other in a gay bar. Like, that was criminalized. So I don't, you know, there have been very serious and, you know, people, my book was very, very controversial and pulped because I told the truth, and we can get into that another time if you like. But in the 19th century, there wasn't a crime of homosexuality. That language didn't exist in Britain. But there was a crime of sodomy. And before the Victorian era, media misrepresented what I was saying as before the 19th century, but before the Victorian era, dozens of men were executed for committing sodomy. So gay people did need rights to not be executed and to have the same right to have adult consensual sex behind closed doors that heterosexual people had without being dragged away to prison for it. So I do disagree with you there. That said,
I don't know what you're disagreeing with. I don't think that people should be taken to prison or executed for doing things that I find immoral. I mean, you know, there's freedom. We have the freedom to do things that not everyone agrees with. We're so far past that, Naomi, for you to go back to, you know, pre-Oscar Wilde. I mean, I guess we're just living in a time now where everything has become so confused that to dissent, to say, I have a scientific view that there are two sexes, to even say that,
right,
you will be attacked as some kind of bigoted monster.
Right.
That's so extraordinary.
I'm agreeing with you. Let me try it again. First of all, it isn't going back to pre-Oscar Wilde. It's going back to the 60s, the 1960s. Like, in our own lifetime, people were, you know, or when we were children, I suppose, people were being treated as criminals for adult consenting sex.
Well, no, but you said being put to death. And
that is in the 19th century.
Right.
Yeah. But it's like, that's traumatic, right? That's a trauma that descended to the fear that, you know, adult gay men had in this country of having their sexuality be known. Like, I'm old enough to remember that in the 1970s, there was, when I was in high school, there was a conservative launched law to ban gay teachers, right? And so people were hiding.
See, even when you use that term, gay teachers, what is a gay teacher? What does that mean?
Like, they wanted to railroad people who were privately gay out of the school system. That really happened. It was Prop 13, I believe. But I guess the reason I'm drilling down on this is that, well, A, there is a legitimate history of gay people losing their rights because they're privately, consensually having gay sex.
Okay, this is too important. We have to hit pause. We'll be right back with that, with the end of that and other sentences, talking to Naomi Wolf.
Make like a Mr. Big, they dig a hero.
From small family farms to your dining table, Moink gives you access to the freshest, sustainably sourced meat and fish, all while supporting American family farms. You can help save the family farm and get access to the highest quality meat on earth when you join the Moink movement today. I am part of the Moink movement. I eat their fish and their meat. It is fantastic. Grass-fed, grass-finished beef and lamb, pastured pork and chicken, sustainable, wild-caught Alaskan salmon straight to your door. It is really great. I just had it the other night. Fantastic. We want to encourage you to keep American farming going by signing up at moinkbox.com/Eric right now. That's M-O-I-N-K, Moink. Moinkbox.com/Eric. Listeners to this show get two free steaks in your first box. It's the best steak you'll ever taste. But for a limited time, spelled M-O-I-N-K, moinkbox.com/Eric. That's moinkbox.com/Eric. Moinkbox.com/Eric. Hey, this is Eric Metaxas. For years, I've told you about Nutramedics, a professional supplement brand trusted by doctors since 1993. Nutramedics offers a variety of health bundles. Whether you want to support your immune system, improve your sleep, promote joint comfort, or detoxification support, Nutramedics has a health bundle right for you. The best part about Nutramedics, every year they donate a minimum of 50% of their profits to Christian charities and missions. That's right, 50% of their profits. Nutramedics has a goal of surpassing $100 million in giving by 2030. Many of you take supplements already. Switch to Nutramedics. It's the highest quality, and they donate 50% of their profits. Get 15% off by using the code ERIC during checkout. Go to Nutramedics.com and search health bundles. Support your health while helping others in need. Go to Nutramedics. That's Nutramedics.com. Nutramedics.com. Use the code ERIC for 15% off. Again, Nutramedics, Nutramedics.com. Nutramedics.com. Use the code ERIC for 15% off.
Snow, cement, and ivory on towers.
Welcome back, talking to Naomi Wolf. Naomi, forgive me, I had to cut you off in the middle of making an important point. Please continue.
No, I'm just saying it's very important to recognize that there has been in the past laws against private consensual gay male sex. Specifically, interestingly, no laws against female same
but
sex.
But still, we're talking about so much else right now that just seems like ancient history. How do you relate the two?
Let me finish. I'm about to say something very important about conservatism and the war on rights, okay? By the same token, there really were Jim Crow laws. You know, black people were really discriminated against in the United States legally till 1964. The reason I'm making these distinctions is that right now, you are right that the left and the woke kind of machine is calling a lot of things oppression and a lot of things racism and a lot of things loss of rights that are just personal subjective opinion and are not a loss of rights. And that is the case with, you know, the discourse about trans visibility. It's not about legal rights. People can be as trans as they want to be legally in the United States now. So I'm just validating what you're saying, but I'm saying conservatives do a bad job distinguishing between their exasperation with the metastasizing of this discourse around transphobia and racism and homophobia, you know, versus the legitimate fight for equal rights of the civil rights movement, of the gay liberation movement. Here's an example. One of my talents on my network, Shannon Joy, had a title, fighting the LGBTQ agenda in schools. And I'm like, what is that? That's not a thing. You know, that be specific. If you don't want adults to talk to kids about sexuality, say that. That's illegal anyway. If you don't want teachers to talk about their own sexuality, say that. That's legitimate. But you can't, you know, just teaching the history of Stonewall or whatever, in my view, is not, you know, the LGBTQ agenda. If you're just if it's part of the history of the United States, along with all the rest of our history. So I guess I'm just trying to say that, you know, conservatives can be their own worst enemies when they mush all these things together. You know, it's very like the trans youth thing, the gay youth thing. That's a completely legitimate, important conversation to have because no adults should be talking to any kids about their sexuality. It's totally inappropriate. But adults shouldn't be talking to straight kids about their sexuality. A. B. High school students don't know what their sexuality is. It's totally in flux until you're an adult. Like everyone thinks they're everything, especially now. The point is, you know, what's insidious, and I'm agreeing with you now, right? So disagree, agree, agree. What's insidious is that this the woke agenda to fragment our society, and I would say to sexualize our children, has constructed a narrative of the hapless trans youth or the hapless gay youth, when really all teenagers are hapless, all teenagers are sexually confused, all teenagers need, you know, respect and acceptance. And they use this as an entry point for adults to talk about the sexuality of kids, which is totally inappropriate, and to usher in the sexualization of minors. So there I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah, there's so much. That's why it is confusing. And as again, I think it's deliberately confusing. It's extraordinary. There's so much else to say on this. I guess I know your time is limited, so I want to ask you, can we talk a little bit about chemtrails? Because I have not talked to you about that.
I won't talk about chemtrails because I don't approve of that term.
I don't even know what it's called, the subject that comes to mind that you've been that you've been commenting on.
Absolutely. And just before I shift gears, I do want to have a final agreement with you that for sure the rolling out of an announcement about a trans visibility theme on Easter Sunday, that is aligned, I will grant you, with the attack on our traditions, on our religion, on the West that we've seen over the last 4 years. And again, I think the trans issue is just being used by external forces to, wipe out Easter, wipe out, you know, they're wiping out Christmas, they wiped out Thanksgiving, they're wiping out Hanukkah. You know, it's erasure after erasure, and it is satanic, for sure.
And it strikes me as the establishment of religion, which is forbidden in our founding documents. It seems to me, and this is what's so diabolical, because they say, oh, it's not a religion. Well, it is, in a sense that it opposes biblical religion. You know, serious Jews, serious Christian, serious Muslims have some views on sexuality, on the human person. And all of this seems to be at war with that, and it is being pushed by the government, which is not supposed to be involved in this kind of thing. Well, so it's creepy, and it does seem, I guess because I know the history of the Nazis more and more aggressively were at war with the church in Germany. They forbade SS officers. Every year it became more strict until they were not allowed to attend church services. And you think, wow, that's extraordinary. That's a pagan cult. If you want to move forward, in the Third Reich, you have to denounce your Christian faith. And that wasn't early on. It was every year the rules were stricter and stricter, but they became more overtly pagan, more overtly hostile to Christian faith. And that's what I see coming out of the Biden regime, is this open hostility, which seems particularly wicked, an open hostility to do something like this on Easter Sunday, whatever the details are, is absolutely staggering to me. It's a staggering thing because of its brazenness. We're going to go to another break. We're going to talk about what's happening in the skies with Naomi Wolf. Don't go away. You might have heard Mike Lindell and MyPillow no longer have the support of their box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. Yes, it's because of cancel culture, but as a result, they get to pass the savings on to you directly by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, some you may not even know about. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sand. $25. There's six-pack towels, just $25. Brand new four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, just $25. For the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping too. The amazing offer will not last long. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code ERIC, or call 800-978-3057. That's promo code ERIC, 800-978-3057, promo code ERIC, or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ERIC. Welcome back, talking to Naomi Wolf. Naomi, you've been posting on social media about, what shall we even call it? Tell us what you're seeing and what you think is happening.
Yeah, well, it's a fraught subject because there's been a massive campaign to make the subject of geoengineering and noticing the widespread geoengineering of our skies, a conspiracy theory or nonsense. And part of what I try to avoid is the word chemtrails, because to me, this is a coinage by the people who want people who notice geoengineering to sound crazy. And also it's a not useful word because everything is chemistry, right? But geoengineering is abundantly real. I've been documenting it since 2017. many, many programs around the world. Some of them are research projects, like Kirsch Group out of Harvard with their solar radiation management. They are proud of spewing sulfates, which are a component of pollution, into the sky as research. And in 2017, I got in a big fight with Harvard and that research group because they were planning to go to a Native American reservation outside the rule of U.S. law illegally to send up a balloon full of sulfates to block the skies over Arizona. And in fact, people in Arizona were saying, what's going on? You know, this, our skies have been white for days. And that's what they want.
First of all, I just have to say, what a staggering thing. The sky, it's unbelievable. You think, who has the authority to touch the sky above my head? And you're saying that people, various groups, are doing this. What are they doing? What are some of the things, since we only have limited time? Sure. Some people know the term chemtrails, but what are we talking about? What do they say they're doing, and under whose authority are they doing anything above our heads to block the sun? Is that part of it?
Yeah. They say so. So nominally, and of course, it's funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. You know, they're always behind every satanic violation of our bodies and our planet. But the goal explicitly, also the Carnegie Foundation supports this, and the UN supports it, and it's happening all around the world. The goal is to block global warming, right? They're arguing that if you create a kind of Pinatubo volcano effect, where there was a cool summer after the explosion of Mount Pinatubo, that you will prevent excessive global warming. So in the name of climate change, they're blocking the sun with unbelievable, you know, unintended consequences, of course. There's many other forms of geoengineering. There's cloud seeding, which is happening across the West, some at the state level, some are private companies, and they're basically causing rain, you know, injecting clouds with mercury derivatives and causing rain. And that's good for some states and bad for other states. And again, it depletes, it damages the delicate balance of weather, and it also adds to the drying effect in forests. And country parts of Northern California that are heavily cloud seeded are also the ones that go up in flames when there's a wildfire or a forest fire. So that's very bad. They're doing that in Australia. They're doing geoengineering across Western Europe. But the other thing you can do with geoengineering is you can decide who are winners and losers in the global food production marketplace. I was just in the Netherlands for a week, and there it's very scary because the geoengineering, which you can see, right? You can visibly see, like, contrails that used to dissipate, they spread and they create cloud cover. And you can see it like a perfectly bright blue day. Some planes will go overhead, and then there will be a canopy that came out of those planes that block the sun and often turn into drizzle. Well, it's been so rainy and wet and gray in Britain and in the Netherlands, in other countries in Western Europe, that in Holland, their seeds, they have to artificially dry out their fields in order to plant their seeds. And so this is like the first spring that the cloud seeding or the geoengineering is so bad that farmers can't get their spring crops started. And so imagine what you can do if you're betting on commodities markets. There are so many uses for this. If you want to, you know, wipe out another superpower, block their sun, you know, damage.
But who has the right to do this? That's what's so staggering to me, is the idea that anyone would have the right to do this anywhere. I mean, I guess, but right now you're saying this is happening in the United States. Let's just start there. Who would dare to do this above your head or my head? Who is doing this, and whose authority?
Yeah, fair enough. There are multiple programs. One of the research programs for solar radiation management is out of our Department of Energy. Okay, so they have the authority. I mentioned Harvard, you know, launching from a Native American reservation. Well, they have the authority to do that because that's outside of U.S. law. I haven't mentioned biofuels. So planes have changed from jet fuel to biofuels for quote-unquote environmental reasons, but biofuels absorb up to 50 times their weight in water. So that could be an unintended consequence, but it's blocking the sun. So if that's, you know, commercial aviation, that could be a cause. There's something called marine cloud brightening, where, again, for research purposes, they're taking the contrails of shipping and artificially spraying them with sulfates to brighten them to create cloud cover. And that's happening on the ocean, right? So the jurisdiction of that is, you know, ambiguous or unclear. The UN has launched and overseen the Carnegie Foundation, a lot of research programs where they do these for experimental reasons. And so under the guise of research, you know, you can send a plane up and spray gunk in the sky. And again, cloud seeding is legal in many states, in Australia, in New Zealand, through private corporations. You just hire them. You send up the plane, they seed the clouds, you get rain, you know. But
doesn't it seem that if I own a piece of property, I own that property like straight up into infinity? The idea that somebody could come over my property, let's say, and do anything to the sky, that seems fundamentally illegal, basic.
Yeah,
you know, basic as it gets.
You're thinking like a free person and a reasonable person and someone with respect for God's creation. But these evildoers have been pushing since 2017 for a global geoengineering consensus, a protocol, just like the WHO treaty, so they can do it all over the world, you know, legally. Right now they do it at, they're doing it through our government, among other things, you know, the Department of Energy. But I agree with you, and that's why it's interesting. Tennessee just passed a bill to ban geoengineering. Rhode Island has a bad bill that kind of allows geoengineering, but they're saying it bans geoengineering.
I'm afraid we're out of time. Naomi, I hate to say goodbye. I will say au revoir. We'll see you as soon as possible. Thanks for being on today.
Thanks so much for having me. Take care.
Folks, in hour two, we've got Albin Sadar coming up. But Chris Himes, while I have you here, I realize you have six children. Did you do something exciting?
I did. We went to it's a family tradition to go to my parents' house in Annapolis, although during COVID it didn't happen as much. So it was kind of getting the old gang together with our three older girls who are in their 20s and the three younger ones. And we had about 400 eggs that were filled with candy and some other cousins there. But basically, it was Lord of the Flies around these plastic eggs. There was a lot of jockeying for position. And then there's always a couple eggs that have dollars in them. We call those the power eggs. And then I play the saber dance, that classical song, that Russian one. You know, yeah, I play it really loud out of the car. It's the perfect.
Why did you do that when you're collecting the eggs?
Yeah, just to make it even more frenetic and frantic and chaotic. And the kids all, you know, basically try to kill each other. So it was beautiful.
That's a beautiful. What did they kill Piggy?
Yeah, they made fun of his asthma. They broke his glasses, and then they jabbed him with a stick.
They killed him.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that didn't really happen. For us, Easter was. It's a strange thing because we always typically celebrated Easter with family on the Greek Orthodox Easter date, which is usually different from the normal Easter date. So this year was kind of confusing. It was confusing. I was mainly loading up the dumpster. That was my way of celebrating.
Yeah. What Christ. Did you have any interesting fun? I mean, that's kind of like an Easter egg hunt of sorts in reverse, I guess.
Right, except you could jab yourself with like, you know, metal, like rusty metal spikes and things. So yeah, it adds an element of danger.
It's like a tetanus casserole.
That's the phrase we were all looking for, Chris. A tetanus.
Yeah, yeah. Casserole. It's like a hot pot full of tetanus.
Yeah, that's about what it is.
It's crock
that's
pot.
That's about what it is. But it's anybody goes dumpster diving, they're going to regret it forever until they get lockjaw. It's going to be nasty. But anyway, I just so Easter for me growing up, it was always, you know, when you're in your family bubble, there's no dissonance because you always celebrate Easter when all the people at the Greek Orthodox Church celebrate Easter. That's when you celebrate Easter. But then when you leave, I remember when I graduated college, and I remember being in Boston. And they were, everybody was celebrating Easter. And I thought, well, my family in Connecticut, we're celebrating Easter in 3 weeks. So what am I doing this weekend? So it was a lonely, sad day. I killed myself. But it can be a weird thing, you know, trying to figure out, so who am I? So this year it's strange. Greek Orthodox Easter is in 5 weeks. I'm going to be traveling. So really it's very, very strange, but we did of course go to church. You got to tick that box off or you're going straight to hell. I want to be very clear. But we went to a wonderful church service and Bill Johnson spoke. Some people are familiar with the great Bill Johnson. He spoke, just magnificent, magnificent sermon. Anyway. All right. So when we come back, we're talking to Albin Sadar about, the satanic evil of the Biden administration. And, I want to remind people one more time today, only literally only today, 50% off Socrates Plus. If you use the code, He is Risen. Let me also encourage people, support our sponsor, Mike Lindell, by shopping at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You can get all my books, including Letter to the American Church, at MyStore.com. If you ask me where I would buy them if I were you, I would go to MyStore.com. Use the code ERIC. You get a whopping discount. Some of the books, hardcovers, great discount if you use the code ERIC at MyStore.com. There's Bonhoeffer posters there. Oh my goodness. We'll be right back with Albin Sadar.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.